Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. If your car is becoming more of a pain than a joy to drive, then you've come to the right place. Join Alan the Auto Man every Sunday morning at 8. Call in live with your car question. It's Alan the Auto Man every Sunday morning at 8, only on AM 1470 WNN. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sunday Night with John Hollis, sitting in the studio tonight in WNN 1470 AM, along with, of course, our Kenny P from In the Rooms, and RT is taking a little vacation, Mike, coming up on that big 27 years, right?
27 years in recovery tomorrow.
Nice, well, you know. Happy anniversary.
You know, one of the nice things is when you celebrate an anniversary today, between Facebook and In the Rooms and all the social networks, you get a lot of welcoming.
It is kind of cool. I was actually on In the Rooms today, and I was seeing, like, everybody shooting the messages. It was cool.
It's great.
It's a beautiful thing. I also want to take this time to, of course, let you know that you're listening to the In the Rooms Hour that's going to take place here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network and Rockers in Recovery radio show here tonight. And, of course, Rockers in Recovery is dedicated to, of course, all kinds of different things when it comes to events and music events and introducing new musicians and music and old musicians with new stories and old stories combined, so that way they can talk about where they're at and have a platform to be able to discuss their issues and new things that they're new projects that they're undertaking. So we want to thank you for tuning in. HolisticLifestylesRadio.com is where you want to go and check out. They have a landing page there for the In the Rooms Radio Hour. You can click on, of course, In the Rooms and go directly through to In the Rooms. You can also go directly to In the Rooms by going to intherooms.com and check out their social media site. Of course, it's a recovery social media site. And, of course, how many years of recovery on there now?
We have, at the present time, let me just go, I'm scrolling down on the page now to make sure I got it right, 265,477 years of recovery.
Amazing stuff. Amazing. So you guys went over 100,000 on social media, right?
Oh, yeah. We're over 100,000 members right now.
Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. And, of course, it grows every day. And it grows by word of mouth, and the more that we tell people and the more we talk about it, the more people go and check it out. You can check out, not only do they have at intherooms.com the information for, of course, being involved in all types of different 12-step programs, but they also have things like, you know, event information that is coming up, and they have blogs that are out there. They have chat rooms that you can be involved with. It's a pretty cool site, so get a chance, stop by intherooms.com, check out what they're doing. Most importantly, stop by and say hello to Mr. Clean. That would be Hayes.
I don't know how I came up with that nickname.
I think it was, you know, maybe the hair.
Or lack of it.
Well, the good news is, folks, that we're here again. We're here from 9 until midnight tonight. Of course, Kenny will be ditching us at around 10. Of course, tonight's show is going to be pretty cool. What do you got coming on?
Well, tonight we've got we're starting off first with Leonard Bushell, who's got Writers in Treatment, and he's going to fill you in about that. And following up is going to be Dr. Mike Dow. He's got a show on TLC about freaky eaters and eating compulsions and all kinds of interesting things like that. So
I think I had heard about Writers in Recovery?
Yes.
From Ashley Dane. I think Ashley Dane was doing something with them at one time.
It's a wonderful organization, yeah. And Leonard's a fantastic guy. I think he's already on the line holding for us. So okay. Yeah, we're getting the thumbs up in the studio that he's online, so we'll be talking with him in a little bit.
Yeah, actually, I want to go over a few things that are taking place, and then we're going to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to get Leonard on.
Great.
And we'll start rolling. But I do want to mention that coming up real quick here, me and maybe Kenny will be up in Boston hanging out at the Supergroup 2010.
I would love to be there.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if you go to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook and you click on events, you'll see it right there. Now, I heard some distressing news today that Leslie West might not be there.
You're kidding me.
No. I heard
really?
That, yeah, I heard he got sick. There's a good possibility that he might be hospitalized when that takes place.
So
more will be revealed this week.
Is Leslie still large-sized?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He always was.
I would say that, you know, he's got some poundage.
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 Okay.
And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
And must leave it at that.
All right.
Because we're nice people today.
Okay.
We're loving, nurturing, right?
Right. Not a glum lot, right?
So here we are, of course, talking about the Supergroup 2010, and this is to, of course, benefit the Right Turn Addiction Services that's up in Boston. And Woody Geisman, been on our show on Rockers in Recovery, been on In the Room show. It's been he has a great organization up there and helps people right from the street. So check it out. Go to, of course, holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you can find out more information there, or Rockers in Recovery. You can on Facebook, and I think Kenny and RT also have it on In the Rooms. There's some information there, too. So, of course, it's everywhere. You can find out more about it. Also, the 12-Step Music Fest is coming up pretty rapidly. We're going to be broadcasting live from not only Boston, but we're going to also be broadcasting live from the Keys. We also have, from the 12-Step Music Fest, you can go to 12stepmusicfest.com and click on more information there about registering. We also have coming up that we're going to be broadcasting live for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What are those dates there, Chris?
That'll be October 8th, 9th, and, October 8th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That sci-fi show with myself, Chris West, will be live from Spooky Empire in Orlando at the Wyndham, October 8th to the 10th. We're going to pre-show the day before. We're going to be live at the Zombie Walk, which is going to be the big kickoff for the event. We're going to be live at the parties with all the celebrities. And we're going to be live Saturday all day during that sci-fi show, during the normal broadcast, bringing you all the weird craziness that's going on there in Orlando.
Cool. And if you want more information, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Click on events, and all of our events listings are there. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I'm glad that Kenny P, of course, is here with me, and we get to be able to kick this around tonight. And, you know, RT, you just sit back, kick back, kick up your shoes, and you listen. You let us know what's happening, brother. We're out.
Listening to Rockers in Recovery on 1470 AM and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Network. Join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook or go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned for more Rockers in Recovery right after this message from our sponsor.
It's time once again for the third annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th to the 7th, hosted by comedian Mark Lundholm with Natural Habit, Black Singer, Thorn Alive, Chuck Negron, Chillbilly, Dave Aaron, Big Bubba Mac, Ben, and John Wilder, with special guest Artie Cornfield, the father of Woodstock, along with the Coffee House stage. This is an event you won't want to miss. For more information and tickets, go to 12stepmusicfest.com. That's the number 12stepmusicfest.com, or call 305-296-4777. 726. Call now while space is still available.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right forum. Spend your advertising dollars correctly to send your advertising money. Buy advertising at drive time, 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in four South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. We're glad to be here. We're going to go to our guest. Matter of fact, we have a gentleman that's on the line, Leonard. Leonard's the chairman.
Yes, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on this evening.
And well, thank you for being here, sir.
Great to have you.
And Ron, happy anniversary, happy birthday on 27 years.
27 years. It's amazing.
As they say in the Fairfax section of Los Angeles, mazel tov.
So you, I understand that you're doing some great work with the Writers in Treatment.
Well, you know, a number of years ago, I was good friends with a gentleman named Buddy Arnold, who I'm sure some of the musicians in the audience might know. He founded an organization called the Musicians Assistance Program, the acronym being MAP.
Okay.
And for years, he did what he could to get musicians who were, you know, were having problems with into treatment centers, and his organization called the Musicians Assistance Program is still alive today under the auspices of an organization called Music Cares.
Music
so
Cares.
A couple years ago, I'm an ex-publisher and I'm a substance abuse counselor, and I thought, well, if Buddy did that for musicians, my you know, at the top of my gratitude list is always books, and behind every book there's an author. Behind every magazine article, there's an author. Behind every film and obviously television show, there are people writing these things and working alone in an office cubicle or out in, you know, in your spare room. It's easier, I think, for a writer to get not just seduced by drugs and alcohol, but because they're working in isolation, I think, and you can file stories from your computer, nobody even knows if you're laying on the floor or you're sitting at the desk, they can get a little bit more far gone than even some musicians who at least have to, you know, get up on stage with band members or go to a rehearsal and someone else can say, hey, you're looking worse off than I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So they get some feedback that writers, you know, obviously have to work alone in most situations. And we founded Writers in Treatment to give scholarships to people in the writing industry, whether that's anything from a novelist to a journalist to a librarian, anybody that makes their living off their written word. If you are someone or you know someone who has a severe drug or alcohol problem, please have them contact us. It's writersintreatment.org. I can give you a phone number.
Absolutely, please do.
762-0461. If you want to drop us a line, go to writersintreatment.org, and we'd love to hear from you. No matter where you are in the country, we can try and help.
We're going to put that on our website as well, Leonard, so that it's available for everybody.
Do me a favor, and do put that state it again for us, the number, because I stepped on you while you were saying it.
818-762-0461. And any time during the week, just give us a call. And if you're having a problem at midnight on a Saturday, call. You'll get someone, or at least you'll get a friendly answering machine, and someone will get back to you.
Now, treatment is expensive, Leonard. Where do the funds come from to pay for it?
Right now, from individual contributors and the events that we do. We have monthly awareness prevention and educational events where various authors will offer to give us a few hours of their time to read from their book, to make a presentation. A couple months ago, we had Kevin Griffin, the author of Buddhism and the 12 Steps, and in a couple of weeks we're hosting Tom Caton, who has a new book out called The Mindful Addict. And so we mostly get sponsors for our events. We don't like to charge people to come to what we do, such as our Real Recovery Film Festival. Our second annual starts in Los Angeles on October 26th. We're going to have 20 different films screening over a five-day period, free to the public. It's just RSVP, writersintreatment.org. And it's with the help of our sponsors, such as Betty Ford and CRC and great outpatient program in Los Angeles called Twin Town Treatment Center. You know, with their help, we're able to rent the theater, get the films, fly some people in to make some presentations, and offer everyone in Los Angeles the opportunity to come and socialize and hang out. And I believe a good film is food for the soul, food for thought. And mostly all the films deal with recovery, addiction, alcoholism. You know, some have happy endings, some have tragic endings. And after we do this in Los Angeles, our next stop is Nashville in December, December 15th and 16th. And I've been talking to a gentleman who I believe is in the studio with you, Ron, about bringing the Real Recovery Film Festival to Miami early next year.
We would love to have it here.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we can make that happen.
I'm looking at some of the things that we had written on our blog about the organization. You are a nonprofit out of California.
We are.
And I understand you were talking about CRC. I'm sure you work with Nancy Shank over there. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
How's Nancy doing?
She's doing great. And we're working with her with Tom Caton, the author of The Mindful Addict, who's doing a reading for us and his publisher at the Westside Barnes & Noble on September 29th. And Nancy and her Central Recovery Press are one of our sponsors for the film festival.
Nice.
Thanks for bringing them up.
You know, it's funny because Nancy and Blackout Girl have been guests on our show several times.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
good
people, very good people.
And they're connected to a really fine recovery center in Las Vegas.
Yeah, actually, it was out there in May. We went out for a holistic conference that was going on out there.
I was there, yes.
Okay. And I met Nancy, and we actually were broadcasting live from there.
Sorry, I missed meeting you there, but next time.
Absolutely. Well, hey, listen, it looks like we're running in the same circle, so we're bound to run into each other.
And you mentioned Ashley Dane earlier.
Yep.
She's a terrific woman and very active in the scene. God, I was just about to give her up.
Ashley.
One of the focuses, and I have to bring this up now on the air since Ron is celebrating 27 years out in public. One of the focuses that we do with our programs is like Betty Ford did 28 years ago, bringing addiction out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to bring recovery out of the closet. Mm-hmm. We're trying to say the definition, as far as our lawyers are concerned, is that anonymous means I can't tell anybody that you're in the program, but there's nothing to stop me from being rigorously honest about the fact that I am in a 12-step program. I don't drink anymore, and I don't use drugs anymore, and I haven't for 16 years.
Mm.
And there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Hallelujah, Leonard.
Okay? You know, and I'm not here speaking for any 12-step anonymous organization at all. It, you know, that's up to them. Mm. But I just tell my story, and I don't, like I said, speak for AA. And I don't tell anybody about Ron, although anybody that goes on one of 1,000 websites will find out about Ron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we think a lot of people are good role models, and there's no reason to be ashamed or shy of being in recovery, because I think the times have changed in the last 65 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody of a high-profile individual has an incident or a relapse or a slip. I don't think people say, oh, AA doesn't work. I think they think, hey, the person messed up. The person has a problem. I don't think that old paradigm of thinking that if people know you're in recovery and you have a relapse, they're going to blame the program. I don't think that happens anymore. It might have happened when everyone read one newspaper, okay, a day. But now we have 100 news sources every day, and I think the society is way more enlightened than it was 20, 30, and 70, 65 years ago.
You know that the Faces and Voices actually has a training now, and the training is teaching us how to speak about our recovery, that we are
mm-hmm.
people, that we are grateful to be in long-term recovery is the phrase, and so that there are no tradition violations and that we are clear with our message as you are. So,
mm-hmm.
And I think it's safe to say, and you can talk to anybody that has long-term recovery and also the general services of all the 12-step organizations, if you're stating that you belong to a 12-step fellowship and you're not naming that fellowship, you're not breaking any NDA whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So again, you know, I've never heard anybody here say, hey, listen, I belong to XYZ fellowship. Because we just don't do it because, again, I would be breaking the traditions of whatever that, you know, fellowship is that I belong to.
I agree completely. We did a program here last year called Chasing the Muse, where we had six, you know, well-known, successful authors basically do a panel in front of 175 people, and not one person ever mentioned that organization.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Person ever mentioned Alcoholics Anonymous. And a lot of people in the audience came to me afterwards and who were not in any program and said, my God, thank you so much for doing this. We had no idea how courageous you people were, how difficult it had been for you at one point or another in your life, and how it's a program of rigorous honesty, and we really appreciate the fact, basically, that you're very brave individuals and that you've turned the corner and are now all, you know, as best we can, you know, healthy, you know, vital members of society.
Okay.
Giving back not just to our fellow alcoholics and addicts, but giving back to the world in general, and certainly our friends and family first.
You know, you had just mentioned Betty Ford, and I got went into treatment back in 1982, shortly after she did, and it was one of the precipitating factors that it brought to the forefront that people can recover, and it gave me a role model. You know, if the wife of a president can get help for her addiction, then why can't I?
And now people might feel the same way about Andy Dick.
Mm-hmm.
That was a joke. I'll call my own shot there.
hey, listen, you know.
Or one of the, or Steve Baldwin. You don't leave Stephen Baldwin out.
Of course.
Right. We also like to make sure that we're not a glum lot hanging out here. So, you know, I happen to be reading while you shot that joke at us. So it's all your fault, not mine.
We're multitaskers, too.
So Leonard, with this the Real Recovery Film Festival, you mentioned it's 5 days. It's in L.A. Did I hear you say that it is free?
It is. It is free. You just got RSVP to reserve your seat and just come on down and enjoy a screening or two.
That's fantastic.
We have everything from serious documentaries to some light fiction, some educational films. We have a great short out of England called Tomorrow, a very clever film where a metaphor is someone who can't stop eating burgers, but then he does. But then he has one bite and is back stealing meat. Okay, it's really clever, very funny. And the director, Luke Bradford, is coming over from London to present that. And I think people who stop by are going to have a great time. So let me mention one of our series. We have this, we'll call our New York City biopic series. So I'm calling it our Midnight Movies. And for sober people, that means 10 p.m. And we're showing Basketball Diaries, and we're going to show Pollock, and we're going to show Chow Manhattan, the amazing story of Edie Sedgwick, and I believe the director's going to be there. And we're also showing Basquiat. So it's four true, very accurate. So because I've read books about a lot of these people, it's a very accurate portrayal, and all these films aren't just films about famous drug addicts and alcoholics, but they are classic films as well. Now, we don't show anything just because it deals with the subject matter. We'll show it if it deals with the subject matter and is an excellent film. So we're showing Pollock and Basquiat and Chow Manhattan and Basketball Diaries. And, you know, these are stories that obviously never made it into the big book.
Mm. Yeah, thanks.
Although, Jim Carroll could have. Jim Carroll, you know, made it out of that era and
yes.
Ended up living, you know, a pretty good life until he passed away last year.
And what are the websites that they can find out more information by going and checking out the different events that are going on with you?
Okay, writersintreatment.org has information about the film festival on the front page. We have, if you click on September's special events, we have information about the book signing by Tom Caton, and also joining him is Jasmine Rogg, who wrote a book called To Hell and Back, How to Have Feelings in Sobriety. So she'll be joining him at the Barnes & Nobles on the Westside Pavilion on Pico. And we'll be putting up the list of films by the end of next week so people can start to pick and choose what they want to come see.
Well, Leonard, we are so happy that you were with us tonight. And, of course, Leonard is the chairman of Writers in Treatment. You can go to Writers in Treatment by going to writersintreatment.org. Is that correct?
That's correct, writersintreatment.org.
And check out their events and upcoming events. Of course, I'm John Hollis. We got Kenny P., and we're sitting in tonight, of course, for RT, who's out celebrating his 27 years of recovery. That will be kicking off first thing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking forward to having a great week with RT, one day at a time, celebrating. So we want to thank you, Leonard, for being on the show. And,
thank you, gentlemen, and I will see you in Miami in 2011.
We're looking forward to it.
Sounds
all
great.
All right, Bob, take care, and again, congratulations.
All righty. Listen, folks, we're going to hang out for a little bit, listen to our sponsors, because without those sponsors, we are nothing. And we're going to have Dr. Mike Dow on here in a minute.
Absolutely.
Hang tight.
Freaky eaters.
Freaky eaters?
Freaky.
Ooh, I like freaky eaters.
Well, I can't even pause to child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, tell me, where are you going? And he told me.
Listening to Rockers in Recovery on 1470 AM and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Network. Join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook or go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Stay tuned for more Rockers in Recovery right after this message from our sponsor.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional, and there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. the Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
When it comes to taking the proper supplements, it's all about absorption. MultiLife from Enzyme Labs provides not only vitamins, but also 43 nutrients and over 70 trace minerals, all in a proprietary live enzyme blend. MultiLife also has a special formula to support brain focus, similar to those found in well-known brands, but it's half the price. Vitamins without live enzymes can't be absorbed by the body. MultiLife's proprietary live enzyme blend guarantees improved digestion and the best absorption of vital nutrients to every cell in your body. Switch today and your first month is free. Just pay the cost of shipping and handling, only $5.95. MultiLife, top quality ingredients, the best formula, focus factor, the right combination, and maximum absorption. Call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. Or go online to Panitrol.com. That's Panitrol.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
All right, welcome back. I'm John Hollis. We got Kenny P in the studio. And, of course, RT is taking the night off, and we want to congratulate his 27 years of continuous weekend and holidays recovery.
24 hours a day for 27 years.
Amazing. And he's part of that, what, 2 million years of recovery that are on...
266. You're going to make me look it up again.
267,000
years.
Okay, so it wasn't a million. Well, we're working on a million. Okay. So.
You know, there was a time we never thought we were going to hit 30,000. So, honestly.
I'm sure.
At the first 12-step music fest, we were shooting for a number, and we thought, well, do you think we'll ever get to 30,000? And now we're up 266,000 years. Amazing stuff.
Let's go to Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike Dow.
How are you guys?
How are you, Dr. Mike Dow?
How are you doing?
I am very good. Thank you for having me.
Freaky Eaters on TLC. Tell us about it.
Well, I just heard the last couple minutes of your last interview, so I heard him talking about the cheeseburger addiction, which was our first episode. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, in terms of lay people out there in the country or the world, you know, they know about drugs and alcohol as addictive substances, but a lot of people don't think about food as something that you can become addicted to. And what we show on Freaky Eaters is that you can absolutely become addicted to a food. Some of the statistics on eating disorders and addiction are quite staggering. So, you know, I'm really glad to be showing this part of, you know, eating disorders, addictive behaviors to the country, and hopefully we'll educate some people and, you know, get some people into treatment that probably need it out there.
Where do they go for treatment, Dr. Mike? Where do they go? I mean, where are there inpatient facilities for these kind of compulsive eaters?
You know, there are a lot of inpatient and outpatient treatment centers. I have partnered with some really fantastic ones, and you can find a 24-hour-a-day recovery 1-800 line on my website, drmikedow.com.
Great.
And you know, there are a lot of places out there. So whether it's people who are recovering from anorexia, bulimia, binge eating disorder, or if you're sort of like the people on our show who have some food addictions or maybe selective eating disorder, you know, we can actually help you find the right place that is going to suit your needs.
And you talk about compulsion. You talk about the compulsion of, you know, if I woke up today and all I wanted to do was eat pizza all day long, that's a compulsive behavior and that's an addiction to pizza, correct?
It absolutely is. I mean, you want to talk about obsession of the mind and addiction. These people are using foods to self-medicate their emotions, just like a drug addict or an alcoholic is using drugs or alcohol to self-medicate. And when you look at the data, you know, the National Center on Addiction says that about half of individuals with an eating disorder are also abusing drugs and alcohol. So for a lot of people out there, it's not just food or just drugs and alcohol. A lot of times it's all of the above. But, you know, obviously on the show, we're focusing more on the people who are using food as their drug of choice. But I think the emotional stuff that we see on the show, everybody is going to be able to relate to.
So it's the primary, what you're doing is the primary is an eating disorder. And, of course, secondaries can be, you know, gambling or, you know, alcoholism.
Not on the show so much, but, yeah, I think in the general population we will see that. You know, on the show, these people, they have a very, very clear drug of choice, just like somebody who, you know, has a very clear drug of choice, that, you know, that may be heroin or something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a message that we need to get out there, and, you know, there needs to be some more awareness. And I think, you know, Dr. Drew has done a good job of bringing sex addiction to the forefront. And,
him and Tiger Woods.
And now I think it's time for people to understand how we use food as a drug of choice, you know, and a lot of what's really fascinating, I think, this is the data that is coming out just in recent research that says it takes more and more of the same substance, i.e. fat, to produce the same response in the brain. So what does that sound like? That's like cocaine in terms of brain chemistry.
Correct.
So if it takes more and more, you know, of a cheeseburger to give you the same high, and you're building tolerance to that, then we absolutely need to include food as an addictive behavior.
Without a doubt, and especially in the population of recovering people. I know I used to run a treatment center, and it was always a joke that we would watch people that would come back year after year, and they'd be putting on a couple pounds each year, and we'd say, well, you could take one look at them, see that they're clean and sober. Because of the weight that they put on, I myself put on over 100 pounds from the time I got. Now, admittedly, when I first got into recovery, I was emaciated. The heroin diet, all the weight you want to lose. But, you know, after a while, I had to do something about it, and it was a compulsion. It was a very difficult thing to take that weight off, and we see it all
yep.
the time, you know.
You're absolutely right, and, you know, it's funny at Betty Ford, the men and women can't talk to each other, because what happens when you take drugs or alcohol away from an addict? You want to self-medicate with sex or with love, and what you see most people outside of an NA or AA meeting doing, you see a lot of people smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, so there is some sort of trading up behaviors that is helpful. You know, if somebody's getting clean off heroin and you're smoking cigarettes, in early treatment, I'm not all that concerned. But what we are doing is we want to continue to trade up behavior. So, you know, I want you to trade heroin for coffee, and maybe eventually we're going to trade, you know, some of your over, you know, caffeinating or overeating. Maybe we're going to trade that for exercise, and we're going to keep trading up to healthier and healthier behaviors in your life, because the healthiest behaviors are ones that are sustainable and good for you.
The other, and I'm glad you brought that up, because ultimately, you know, you're either change or you go. Because eventually your body, if you're doing other things, it's, you feel it. Just like you felt it when you were shooting dope or smoking crack, and then you finally clean up and you feel great, and then you have the coffee binges and the cigarette binges, and you that catches up to you.
Sure.
So you have to, you know, make a decision. You have to, just like you made a decision to stop using your drug of choice, it's the same thing. You got to go through that same process again with a lot of different things too.
We're not known for moderation, John.
You think? You think?
Oh, and good, I think, point, guys. Good point.
I like the concept of your show, because your show is really showing people, hey, listen, you know something? There's, you know, you got the, you know, like you said, Dr. Drew, and of course, you have all of the rest of the folks out there that are dedicating their lives to different addiction issues. And you're really centralizing on something that is really unheard of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really loved my friend and colleague Ken Seeley on Oprah the other week, because, you know, he did an intervention on a man who was, I believe, around 500 pounds, and it was the intervention in 90 days of rehab that allowed him to tackle the emotional issues that helped him to get clean and sober, you know, and be food abstinent, in his case. And it's really something that people don't talk about. You know, people judge and they say, oh, well, you're just lazy. You know, some of the same things that people used to say about drug addicts and alcoholics. And you realize that, yes, this is a disease and we have to treat it as such.
And do you feel that there is the same denial concept as there is with everything else?
Absolutely. You know, so on the show, you know, some people are saying that, oh, you know, the shock therapy part of Freaky Eaters is very sensationalized. And, you know, what the shock therapy is designed to do is to say, this is what you are doing. Because a lot of people, when they have, you know, one piece of cake a night, and then that turns into half of a cake a night, you know, you are putting substances in your body, if you're eating half of a cake, that are putting you at risk for every degenerative disease, from cancer to heart disease. And those things are going to kill you. They're going to kill you not as fast as heroin or alcohol, maybe, but they're still going to kill you. They're still going to affect your family. They still might leave, you know, your daughter without a father. You know, as we saw on the show with Cheeseburger Guy, he said, I have just resolved myself that I'm going to meet an early death and not see my kids graduate from high school. So the end result is absolutely the same, and people need to do what they need to do, just as they do with drugs and alcohol.
When you look at the denial factor that we just discussed, and you look at the person that is in so much denial that the family's coming to you, is an intervention for this type of situation the same as any other intervention?
You know, it can be. And, you know, Ken did such a great job in doing a family intervention with this gentleman on intervention, which was then, you know, re-aired on Oprah. And, you know, the intervention can be very similar, especially when we're talking about somebody who is over 500 pounds and really a ticking time bomb. And a lot of the principles that we apply to other addictive behaviors, we absolutely apply to this part of the population as well.
Well, I'm really glad that, you know, we're able to have you on, and I want to talk more with you. We're going to go out to a break, and when we come back, we're going to ask you some additional questions on how the show can be seen. If there's any archive shows, we want to find out all the information so our, you know, listeners can know where to find you.
Sounds great.
We'll be back right after this message.
Rockers in Recovery on 1470 AM and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Network. Join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook or go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned for more Rockers in Recovery right after this message from our sponsor.
It's time once again for the third annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th through the 7th, hosted by comedian Mark Lundholm with Natural Habit, Blackfinger, Thorn Alive, Chuck Negrone, Chillbillies, Dave Aaron, Big Bubba Mac, and Don Wilder, with special guest Artie Cornfield, the father of Woodstock, along with the Coffee House stage. This is an event you won't want to miss. For more information and tickets, go to 12stepmusicfest.com. That's the number 12stepmusicfest.com, or call 305-296-4777. Call now while space is still available.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and streamed live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
Understand that? Can you relate? How about Dr. Mike? Can you relate to that as well? Are you with us, Dr. Mike? Actually, I think Dr. Mike is with us, or maybe he's not with us.
Oh, can you hear me, guys?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
That's a beautiful thing. So what do you think of that music? Good stuff, huh?
Good stuff, yeah. You know, I love the way you guys use a lot of media, and you know, whether it's the Real Recovery Film Festival, which you guys were talking about, or you know, in that advertisement there was, you know, the Taco Music Festival, and that's also what we're doing on the show. You know, we're not telling people don't have fun, don't fill your things with, you know, events and people that you're gonna have fun with and have a connection with. It's just a matter of finding those other things that are good for you. You know, that are good for the heart and soul. And, you know, that's what I think, whether it's a sober music festival or the Real Recovery Film Festival, that's what they're all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that Dot Mac is calling in.
Dot Mac is Alex, works in our office, and actually spoke really briefly to you, Doctor, about one of his issues regarding food. And he's got some strange issues. Are you there, Alex?
I am here. Do you hear me?
can you hear me now?
We can hear you. So
okay, great.
If you could tell the doctor and our listeners a little bit about what's going on, maybe Dr. Dow can cure you. it's an experience going to meals with Alex. And Alex, why don't you fill the doc in?
Well, I'm just a very picky eater. I only eat things, and it's to the point where
I'm so sorry. I got disconnected, and I just jumped back on. So, caller, could you start your question over again? I'm so sorry.
Yes. So I'm a very picky eater, and, you know, new foods and things like that, things I don't know, give me anxiety that I really can't bear to deal with. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just don't understand the that issue.
Because there's a severity to it. He, you know, when Alex is talking about anxiety, you really feel it. I mean, if somebody pushes you, oh, why don't you try this, Alex, what happens to you?
Well, I shut down, I close off, I don't want anything to do with it, and it's just, it's like kind of the... Like the heaviest anxiety or the heaviest fear that you would get from, you know, if you were afraid of heights or things like that, I just don't want to have anything to do with it. I say, leave me alone. I don't want to try this. You know, this is not for me. I just want to eat what I'm comfortable with. And it's becoming an issue because what I'm comfortable with is not, you know, healthy foods that I need to, you know, I'm overweight and, you know, I need to eat healthier and lose weight, you know, to feel better and stuff like that. And that's difficult for me. So when I do go on a diet, I reduce the variety of the foods that I eat down to maybe just chicken and vegetables, and that's it, and
right.
Really nothing else.
And Alex, have you ever been in treatment, either, you know, in individual psychotherapy or rehab or any sort of treatment?
Yeah, I've been in drug treatment for heroin addiction. I'm 5 years clean.
So he's in recovery for 5 years from heroin and from all drugs, actually, for the last 5 years. Sure.
Well, you know, Alex, you know what you are talking about is very similar to the episode that aired last week on TLC about Addicted to French Fries was the episode. And the young lady who was on that show that we featured, you know, we did some genetic testing on her taste buds, and there may be people out there who have some sort of biological sensitivity. You know, we may call them super tasters. And if you have that biology, you may be sort of very sensitive to certain tastes. But, you know, as in any disorder, it's never an or, it's usually an and. You know, it's usually biology and environment. I mean, even with some biology, and if you are indeed a super taster, it doesn't mean that we throw out all the environmental treatment. What we did on the show is we used graded exposure therapy, which is a form of cognitive behavioral therapy, to introduce Amber, who was addicted to French fries, to baby steps. Because when it comes to a fear, and, you know, Alex, what you're describing is very common, and people don't understand that emotionally, the feeling that you feel when you are about to try, you know, Thai food or Japanese food or something that is out there for you, it's kind of, you know, what emotionally some of us would feel if we're going to go skydiving for the first time or about to go, you know, on a big roller coaster. So emotionally, people need to understand that. And that is why, you know, enlisting the help of a cognitive behavioral therapist is going to give you the support and walk you baby step by baby step at a time, so that you can not focus on what you're taking away from your diet, but rather focusing on what you're adding. And, you know, like Amber on Freaky Eaters, she actually discovered that she liked some healthy food. You know, at the end of the episode, she was in a berry field with her daughter and trying a cucumber, trying some berries. And she now eats some of those foods. And this is somebody who did not want to try almost any food. So, you know, Alex, I would suggest look for a cognitive behavioral therapist. You can go on my website, drmikedow.com, and I have a helpline to enlist the help of a cognitive behavioral therapist to maybe help you.
Okay, great.
So, in other words, we shouldn't just tell them to man up and try things.
Absolutely not. Yeah, you know, when people say that to you, Alex, I hear that. They don't have the compassion. They don't understand what it is you are going through. And that is maybe the first thing that a really good cognitive behavioral therapist can do for you.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, doctor.
Great.
You need that, Alex. I hear you. You know, and I also hear in your voice that, you know, you want this, you know, so of course it's not just a matter of man up. You know, it's affecting your relationships. You want to lose weight. You want to feel good about yourself. You want to look good. You want to feel good. And, you know, we all need support. We all need help of a professional when it comes to conflict.
You know, I've found, I smoke cigarettes, and I've gone now about 10 days without smoking any cigarettes. If I had, I chose whether I was going to reform my eating or stop the cigarettes and do kind of one thing at a time before, you know, trying to do everything all at the same time. And stopping smoking cigarettes, to me, was the easier choice of the two rather than reforming my eating because, and that probably sounds crazy to most people, you know, who are active smokers. But it was easier because, you know, putting the food in front of my face, it feels like life and death. It does. I know it's not. You know, I'm a rational human being, but it feels like that.
But that's what it feels like. Well, yeah, and, you know, there's something to be said about what you're talking about because food is the most socially acceptable drug of choice. And, you know, in this country, it's very difficult, you know, most states to smoke these days. You know, you have to go outside. But, you know, man, food is everywhere. So talk about a behavioral trigger that is just in your face 24 hours a day, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks, Alex. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Alex.
Doc, I got to ask you a question. What are the places where people can go and find some of your old shows where they can listen to some of the past shows on TLC? And also, how can they contact you and give all your information and anything that you've been doing that you think might be helpful to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the main source is my website, drmikedow.com. That's drmikedow.com. I also have a 24-hour-a-day 1-800 line for people who are seeking help, whether that's addiction to drugs, alcohol, or food, and that number is 1-877-342-5135. My website will be the place where we will post all, cataloged television appearances. I just taped the Rachel Ray show for last week, so I will be posting my website when we get an air date for the Rachel Ray appearance. As far as video clips, we don't have a full episode, but we do have some clips, so you can go to my website to see those as well.
You know, Rachel Ray is pretty cool. I like her.
I like that Rachel Ray, you know, and it's funny because people say, why would you go on a show where, you know, she's actually promoting eating and cooking? And what's actually really interesting, guys, is that the more we learn to savor food, you know, the more we learn to, you know, cook with extra virgin olive oil and take part in a family experience or, you know, cooking with a friend or a loved one and make food a sort of experience, you know. When somebody has binge eating disorder, they're usually not binging on, you know, organic ocean-caught salmon with a little bit of drizzled olive oil. They're usually binging on the things like Doritos and Snickers and all that prepackaged food. So if we can learn to actually savor and cook and find those things so that, you know, meals become this sort of enjoyable experience and we savor a little bit more, that actually has been shown to not only decrease selective eating disorder or, you know, adult picky eaters, but I think you'll find that it'll actually help cut down on that, you know, eating the food you know you shouldn't be eating as well.
So those eight, of course, Chips Ahoy's cookies that I had in 8 hours, that's a cookie an hour isn't good for me.
That's right. You know, I have a little rule. You know, if you're gonna eat some bad food, you should cook it and you should eat it with some loved ones. That way, there's not that behavioral trigger of this big box of cookies in the house. I don't keep them in my house. You know, do I have some cookies? Yeah, I do, but I do not personally keep large packages of junk food in my house because, you know, for me, it's a trigger as well.
You know, and Chris behind the glass, our tech just said he, you know, he's found himself snorting gummy bears. So.
I'm trying to quit. I'm trying to.
Well, listen, folks. You know, we're very happy that you were a part of our world tonight, Doc. And
thank you so much.
And we're glad that TLC is taking the initiative to put your information out there because guess what? Putting you in the forefront means that people can actually find out, learn, and know that it isn't a stigma.
You know what? Alex just texted me. He goes, you know what? He feels great. He had the diagnosis.
Well, that sets people free. You know, people want to know they're not crazy, and mm-hmm. and having a diagnosis allows people to take those first steps to create change, too. So
you're right.
Well, Dr. Bell, we appreciate you again being on the show with us. We look forward, and we're going to hold you in reserve to come back in the future.
Fantastic. I would love that. Thank you so much, guys.
Great stuff.
Thanks for coming.
Okay.
All right, guys. Kenny P., myself, John Hollis, RT, out hanging out, running the streets, but sober and clean, 27 years. Have fun tonight, RT. You deserve it.
27 years, brother.
Happy anniversary. And we're out for right now. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Of course, our next guest is going to be a great one. We're going to be talking with information that you just heard about, a little bit of it at the beginning of the show. We're going to be speaking with Music Cares, and we're going to be talking with director Howard Owens. We'll be back right after this message.
I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done.
You are listening to Rockers in Recovery on 1470 AM and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Network. Join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook or go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned for more Rockers in Recovery right after this message from our sponsor.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com and Blog Talk Radio. It's time once again for the third annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th through the 7th, hosted by comedian Mark Lundholm with Natural Habit, Blackfinger, Thorn Alive, Chuck Negrone, Chillbillies, Dave Aaron, Big Bubba Mac, Ben, and Don Wilder with special guest Artie Cornfield, the father of Woodstock. Along with the Coffee House stage, this is an event you won't want to miss. For more information and tickets, go to 12stepmusicfest.com. That's the number 12stepmusicfest.com. Or call 305-296-4. 726. Call now while space is still available.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
All right, hello. It's Sunday night, and I am in studio WNN 1470 AM, and of course, we want to welcome everybody to the show. Go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Right on the right-hand side, you'll see the WNN Health and Wealth Network. That is our streamer. Click on that, and you can listen to any shows live Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. We're back on at 10 o'clock, 10 to 11, Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sunday nights from 9 to midnight. Rockers in Recovery is dedicated to bringing news and events and music. And, of course, tonight's guest is a great guest. I've gone in, and I did a lot of research and looked at this organization, and it was amazing. And I asked around about it, and everybody had positive things to say about Music Cares. And, of course, Music Cares is an organization that helps musicians struggling musicians to get into treatment. And they create a larger picture in the community of musicians and people that, you know, deal with the music industry to help people get treatment that might not necessarily get it because of financial situations. Because let's be, you know, quite honest, folks, there's a very large portion of musicians and writers out there that don't make a lot of money at what they do. They're in it because they love their music and they love writing, and it's their whole world. They're not financially making any money from it, so they need the help to be able to get treatment if they're in a crisis. I want to bring on, of course, the director of Music Cares, Howard Owens. Howard, are you with us, Harold?
Yeah, hey John, how you doing?
Great to have you, Harold. I want to ask you a couple of questions here. First of all, I understand that Music Cares is a part of the Grammys. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we are the Health and Human Services part of the Grammy organization. There's another foundation called the Grammy Foundation, which is the educational wing. And, you know, we work all over the country, develop with schools and their school programs, and reaching out to students who may want to enter the music business.
And it's amazing because Music Cares, as I was saying, it provides that emergency health and human services for addiction recovery resources to people that are in music.
Oh yeah, you said it right on the money. We were created to provide a place where music people can go, not just musicians, but you know anybody in the field that's a professional. That is something that we have been doing for 20 years, and it, you know what, for me, it's an honor to be working with musicians and providing the kind of service we do.
Yeah, I understand that 2007 and 2008 were the numbers that I was able to get. I'm sure there's current numbers, but I know in 2007 to 2008, You serviced more than 1,400 clients that year alone. Is that correct?
Oh, that's correct. Yeah.
And how's the number? I'm sure that's, you know, I'm sure that's up there, especially with the economy the way it is and all of the people, you know, that are out there that are in fear and having anxiety. And, you know, when addicts and alcoholics get in fear and anxiety, what do we do?
Well, we need to reach out and get some help from somewhere, but
correct.
Typically it's difficult.
Because we usually go to what we know it's best to hide in.
Yeah.
So do you see that number growing?
It grows. I got to tell you, we've never turned down. I mean, very rarely do we turn down requests from people. Unfortunately, you know, the thing out there for foundations is the dollar's getting shorter, and every year we have to, you know, be more and more frugal with our dollars. But I will tell you this. Substance abuse is very dear to our heart, and if people want help, they can call us, and we can place them. We have different treatment centers around the country. Actually, I was listening to your one of your sponsors, Crossroads, do a lot of referrals to them, and they are great. They've always taken care of us and provide us with a good rate for service.
You know, it's an amazing situation when you look at the people that step up to the plate when it comes time.
Mm-hmm.
And Music Cares has developed into a support system for music people, and you have that network across the country that you were talking about. How can people call you or your organization? What's a number that they can use? Or is there? I know there's a set of numbers, but is there like 1-800 number they can call? Or are there several?
Well, the best one would be my office.
Okay.
And just so you know, that what you're talking about, John, is the Sober Connection, which for us has been very helpful. Musicians who are traveling, doing tours, or playing local cities can call us if they want to go to a meeting and have someone actually pick them up and take them to a meeting.
So. That's so cool. So you actually have that network in place for people that are out there jamming and they're playing and they're in recovery. They can make that phone call and have somebody pick them up.
Yeah, and I'll give you the number. It's 310-392-3777 and ask for Harold Owens.
Nice. Again, just give the number one more time so that way we can make sure that people get it.
310-392-3777.
And they will get directly through to your office, correct?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. And what are some of the things that you do to help the nonprofit end of this? What do you do? Is there different events that you have? How does Music Cares keep the funding coming in?
Okay, luckily we have a really good landlord that's good to us, and they cover our some of our overhead, including rent and our salaries. But more importantly, our keynote event is just before the Grammys, 3 days before the Grammys. It's called Person of the Year.
Okay.
We generally sell out. Last year, Neil Young, it was amazing. I mean, the people that show up, the groups that turn out to play his music. I mean, that is our number one fundraiser. The second one is called the MAP Fund benefit, which benefits MAP. Music Cares MAP, we merged in 5 years ago.
Okay.
And they were doing the same sort of stuff, essentially. But that one is held every year in May. And also great lineups. We've had Tom Waits, Dave Navarro, a lot of people have been honored at that one as well.
I understand that September, of course, is National Recovery Month.
Mm-hmm.
And you launched some new things for National Recovery Month, is that correct?
Right. Actually, it's been going on for 6 months. For our spotlight this year, and we've done Hep C before, we've done a lot of different things in recovery that have to do with recovery, but our focus right now is on women and getting women the help they need. They're underserved. And they just don't come to help as we would like them. Everyone says it. I mean, it really is a big problem. that women seek help.
Why do you believe that is? Why do you believe that is?
A number of reasons. One is family. They have kids. They may be working. They may be. It takes a longer time, I think, in general, for women to cross that line. Mm-hmm. And generally, when they do, it's after the kids go and they have, nothing to do anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing to watch out for. A lot of times, it has to do with it. At least a lot of the women that I see are in their starting in their 40s. I mean, that's just it. Unless they're straight out of the gate alcoholics. Our figures show a great disparity between men and women.
Yeah, and that's amazing because it's also known that the deterioration point is a lot quicker for women than it is for
absolutely.
Men.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. And that's the sad part of this disease. You know, us getting the word out has been a real challenge for us, but we do it by a number of panels to the community. We're having one in New York in a few weeks. I'm not sure, but it's on our website. We've done one in Los Angeles, and it's just it's important. It's important for us to address that issue.
I understand yourself and Music Cares is going to be down here also in Miami. Is that correct?
Yeah, at the Breakers, the Interventionist Conference.
Great. Are you going to be you're going to be doing some speaking in the area too? Is that correct or?
No, I'm not. I do a panel for the American Bar Association.
Okay.
In different cities, got one coming up in Minnesota in November, and one in Miami in April 11th.
So you also do some of your own stuff, to be able to, bring awareness to the court systems also, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Drug court, we've done that. I'm very active with the federal drug court run by Wes Huddleston, great guy out of Washington, and does a lot for, recovery himself.
Is this because you've specialized in entertainment law and medical communities and addiction recovery? You've been involved with this for many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, it's the sports and entertainment wing of the ABA, mm-hmm. and they have conferences in the particular cities and states all the time. And so every 3 years, I think, they have to get certified in substance abuse. And we've been doing that for a long time, at least 10 years, at least I have. To address that problem with attorneys. Also, the Lawyers Assistance Program, we've done awareness panels on that as well. So it's been on mission to provide also, not just treatment, but education to the music business of the problems of addiction.
And I'm just looking over some of the things that I looked over as far as what your aspect of what you do for Music Cares. I mean, you do a lot for Music Cares. You know, you're dealing with all aspects of addiction recovery program, including treatment services, case management, and provider of contacts and contracts. You deal with all kinds of different things as far as Also, frequent moderation and panelists at a number of music industry conferences. So, yeah, I mean, you're really out there on the forefront of this thing.
Well, super nuts. I mean, I like it. We don't do exactly, from time to time, clients will want to see us if they're in Los Angeles or Nashville or New York. But typically, I'm doing the stuff I did when I was a program director in here in L.A. 10 years ago, that's 11 years ago. We did the same thing, working for a hospital program and providing direct services, also outreach to the community on addiction. And we got famous. How I started working with celebrities in general, that we had a lot of them come in, and a lot of them get better. Because I think, John, they come to us for help. They're a lot more humble than us having to do a lot of interventions all the time. So that makes it work for us, and our figures, our numbers are really good because of it.
Hey, because they're ready.
Yeah. That's it. That's the key. And, if they're sitting on the fence, I'll just share my story, and hopefully something will click, and they'll surrender. But most of our people don't come in.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because when they're sitting in front of you and they've kind of got to that point,
right?
And it might be because they're hanging out with other people in the music industry that have gotten clean and sober. They're living a different lifestyle. The organizations out there and the industry as a whole, the music industry as a whole, is totally different than what it used to be. They're not accepting those things.
We're on the forefront of recovery.
Correct.
I mean, there's so many musicians who put their name out there, and, you know, it's just amazing what has happened. The message is getting out. We get a lot of calls from managers about either their work, the tour crew, the artist, their secretaries who need help, and that's been good as well.
And I think it's safe to say that the industry as a whole, what it used to accept 20 years ago, and the behaviors that they accept today are night and day.
Yeah, they are.
We're gonna talk.
Well, in the entertainment industry, promoters will tolerate you being screwed up all the time. You know, that just doesn't happen. Some people need to be bonded for movies. They won't bond if an actor is human. So.
Well, you know, we're going to talk more about this and some other things. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to speak more about this, and Music Cares is in the house. And, of course, we have our great friend, new friend, Harold Owens with us. Harold, we'll be right back.
Defending Your Money Show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
It's time once again for the third annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th through the 7th, hosted by comedian Mark Lundholm with Natural Habit, Black Singer, Thorn Alive, Chuck Negrone, Chillbillies, Dave Aaron, Big Bubba Mac, Ben, and Don Wilder, with special guest Artie Cornfield, the father of Woodstock. Along with the Coffee House stage, this is an event you won't want to miss. For more information and tickets, go to 12stepmusicfest.com. That's the number 12stepmusicfest.com. Or call 305-296-4. Call now while space is still available.
Nice. Harold, you old enough to remember them? Are you old enough to remember those guys?
Who is that?
Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I just didn't hear the music well.
Yeah.
I'm 58, so I've been here a long time.
Yeah, you've been walking around the earth a while, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I when I was younger, I used to hang out on the strip a lot and saw great bands and, it was something. Buffalo Springfield was getting back together for a concert.
Wow.
For a school that Neil really loves up in San Francisco.
You know, it's amazing when you look back over time, and a lot of the we've had a lot of folks on that were back in the day, and they're amongst the living today.
Yeah.
And they crossed over that line, and they found out rapidly that crossing over that line was not great and not a great lifestyle. And they were able to carry a message. And these guys carry a message that is huge.
Yeah.
And they touch a lot of people.
It does. We see it all the time. I'm sure you do, too. We see it all the time that how really specific and coming out these folks can be, how they can carry the message and do it with dignity and grace. It makes everybody who's thinking about come in feel a little bit safer.
I'm so honored, and I was and privileged I got to pinch myself most days because by the grace, and I truly believe this, and anybody that's in recovery I think can relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
That, God strategically just drops people in your life, especially when they're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
It's amazing, man. It really is.
I've worked with everyone, just about everyone I used to listen to back in the 60s and the early 70s. I mean, it's amazing how small this community is. And the people that are sober now, they did that then. It's just great.
It's how small the community is, but how powerful the message can be.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, and coming down to yourself, you're dedicated, and everybody that knows you or anybody that I've talked to about the organization, it's a very dedicated organization and has been for 20 years.
Yeah.
And what about Harold Owens, the man? Where did you come from? How did it happen? What got you to the point where you said something? You threw your hands up and you said, "I surrender."
Well, it took me a long time. I was 36 when I got sober.
Okay.
I crossed that line very early. Probably 18, 19. I've been doing drugs. It worked for me since I was 15. So, anyway, I spent so much time in and out of treatment programs rather than jails. I was in Synanon, which was a lifestyle program. I wanted to stay in there for life. I grew up in Los Angeles, ran, all around town and with a lot of different people. And throughout the 70s and early 80s, I was in and out of treatment programs, sometimes for 18 months, I'd stay. And then my last program, the acronym for alcoholism, the ISM stands for incredibly short memory, that's me. Every time I get out, I'd be, back to drinking and pretty soon back to heroin. So it was a series of that, plus this is the first time
that I wanted to actually commit suicide. I felt that bad. And I was lucky, I had some insurance. When I got help, I just stayed close. And I've stayed close ever since then.
You know, when you look over somebody's bio, you really understand who the human being is.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, you know, I understand that in your bio that you are a 1974 graduate of Rutgers University, is that correct?
Right, right.
And
that's
then
funny, huh?
And then the cool part is, and this is the cool part, because
uh-huh.
you know, you gotta understand it to appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
And then you fast forward to 1988,
mm-hmm.
and he completed his UCLA Alcohol and Drug Abuse Studies program.
Right.
So between 1974 and 1988, you were a little busy.
Well, let me tell you something, funny, because the reason I went to Rutgers, that was my first geographic.
Oh,
totally.
Really?
Yeah, to get IRA, get away from my drug pass, and, you know, to speak in that I could start afresh. It wasn't 24 hours that I was off and running again.
Isn't it amazing how we show up?
Yeah, I know. We start out so good. But for us, we get to live two lives, yeah?
I love when, you know, not too many people say that, but it's true. You know, we do get it.
It's so true.
It is.
And recently, as a result, I was down at I was down in Florida, and I met a guy who owned a treatment center named Jimmy Mooney. It's called William Lay Hospital in Statesboro, Georgia. I met he and his wife, and we just hit it off. You know, we became really close friends, and we would see each other all the time. Well, in 2007, my kidney started to fail.
Wow.
And I was on dialysis for about a year and a half. And during that time, a lot of people came forward, but only a few were the blood type and tissue type. And Jimmy's was a match, and almost on October 3rd, about 2 years, on a new kidney.
Wow.
A new life.
Wow.
Best new life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, blessings. God puts the right person in the right time, at the right time, at the right moment.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. Oh, yeah. One of the things that I understand, and you know, just as the music care end of this,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have different things that are on the website for people to take advantage of. I think you have performance clips that feature Alice in Chains and a few other folks. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's from the MAP event.
Mm-hmm.
And in all the interviews, Old Doors manager, all those interviews were, you know, folks that have continued to support us.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, over the years, the music
industry. Yeah, Central's been great, by the way.
Yeah, and one of the things that, you know, kind of all feeds itself, because over the years, the music industry has evolved into an amazing worldwide network of individuals. And, of course, multinational conglomerates, you know, grossing over $50 billion a year.
That's pretty good.
But here the amazing part is that there falls that person that is very talented, is a writer, is a musician, is somebody that has been working in the field of music for years, and maybe they haven't, you know, made theirs. As of today, they're making theirs just in producing because that's what they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as far as the financial end, they're not, you know, they're not there, and they don't have the financial ways and means. You will help that person also.
Oh, absolutely. And we've helped those folks. Either they have money and they come to us for where's the best place I can go. I live in Trey, Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and we tell them all the options, and we just go from there. And there's folks that really do. They have fallen on hard times. The music business has collapsed as we know it. It almost is not even there anymore. So that's beginning to happen as well.
Well, you know something? I am so thrilled that we were able to highlight what Music Cares does on the show tonight. And there's information on our website. It's Holistic, of course, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. If you go there, the very first blog that you see in the RSS feed has to do with Music Cares. And I ask everybody to pass this information on. it's important for people to understand, especially in the music industry, that there is help. So if you have a friend, you're desperate, or maybe you're in a situation, you're a musician, and I don't care where you're at, you could be in Seattle, you could be in L.A., you can be in New York, you can be in Florida, it doesn't matter where you are. The information right there to be able to get to their websites, and the call numbers are all right there, right at the RSS feed. Please take a look at it. In closing, Harold, I want to ask you a few questions that, first of all, most importantly, do you believe that there is no case that is so desperate that, you know, giving up on somebody is worth it?
I tried to say that when you were talking about me. I was a chronic relapse until I was 36, John. That's the deal. And really, I think, as I look back on it, the deal is for me is that the times I went into treatment probably saved my life. You know, the reason I went in was critical and stuff, and it was serious, but I never give up on somebody. If that was the case, you know, I would have given up myself and not even tried to get sober. So you never know when you're going to get it, and you just never know.
And
I would never give up on somebody.
Absolutely.
That's my response, man.
And there was an old timer that once told me, John, if there's breath, there's hope.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So I also want to ask you to, of course, give your phone number again for people that need help or people that need to be a part of the network that are in recovery, that are traveling, and they want to, of course, find a meeting, and they can't get to one, somebody can come and get them.
And also folks that would like to be support for the musicians who come out and might be touring in your area, that'd be great.
Okay. What is that phone number?
The phone number is 310-399-3777.
Now, the next question I have for you is, where can people donate to the cause?
I can click on our website. You can always email me, harold@grammy.com. I mean, that might be the best.
Okay.
Just shoot me an email.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Listen, again, we are, you know, very happy to have you. Please stay in touch with us if you have events coming up, anything we can do to, of course, put you into our rotation and let people know what you're doing. We have no problem with that.
And thanks for asking us, John. I just want to clarify one thing. I gave you a wrong number.
Okay.
That it's 310-392-3777.
One more time just so we can have it.
Yes, 310-392-3777. 777.
Sounds great. Harold Owens, Music Care Senior Director, been with us here at Rockers in Recovery. Harold, thank you for being our guest tonight. We'll look forward to having you back in the future.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
Okay. All right, guys. Hang tight. And we have Thrown Alive that's coming up. Back right after this message.
Well, I came a child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, tell me, where are you going? He told me, where I'm going down the road.
You are listening to Rockers in Recovery on 1470 AM and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Network. Join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook or go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned for more Rockers in Recovery right after this message from our sponsor.
It's time once again for the third annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th to the 7th, hosted by comedian Mark Lundholm with Natural Habit, Blackfinger, Thorn Alive, Chuck Negrone, Chillbillies, Dave Aaron, Big Bubba Mac, Ben, and Don Wilder, with special guest Artie Cornfield, the father of Woodstock, along with the Coffee House stage. This is an event you won't want to miss. For more information and tickets, go to 12stepmusicfest.com. That's the number 12stepmusicfest.com, or call 305-296-4777. 726. Call now while space is still available.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional. And there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. the Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
The Defending Your Money Show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money Show, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and streamed live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio. It's time once again for the third annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th to the 7th, hosted by comedian Mark Lundholm with Natural Habit, Blackfinger, Thorn Alive, Chuck Negron, Chillbillies, Dane Aaron, Big Bubba Mac, Ben, and Don Wilder, with special guest Artie Cornfield, the father of Woodstock, along with a coffeehouse stage. This is an event you won't want to miss. For more information and tickets, go to 12stepmusicfest.com. That's the number 12stepmusicfest.com. Or call 305-296-4777. Call now while space is still available.
Say what you need, I gotta leave before I get bored.
And we got Roger on the line. Roger, are you with us?
Certainly. How are you doing, John?
Great, man. How you doing? And are you ready for the 12-Step Music Fest?
Oh, we look forward to it with great positive anticipation, without a doubt.
It's going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it. And there's lots of folks that are looking forward to going down and kicking back and enjoying ourselves and, most importantly, having some fun in the South Florida sun.
Yeah, I mean, kicking back if you want to, but, you know, we're having plenty of fun in recovery out there, no doubt about it. And, you know, last year was a blast. This year, of course, we have the legend Chuck Negron headlining thing. So, you know, just we're really excited about it.
Yeah, and Artie Cornfield and yourself, and there's a bunch of, there's 25 bands all in all.
You know, you say yourself, it's like, I don't even think of it like, you know, I don't know. I'm just happy to be a part of it and try not to be too much of a giddy school kid around Mr. Negron and, you know, try to behave myself, act like I've been there before a little bit, you know. But
well, hey, listen, you know, and I truly believe that every day that, you know, we get to have new experiences and be excited about it, and that's what recovery is all about.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of what, you know, the name Thrown Alive is about. You know, it's, you know, really connotative of that season in recovery when your senses of hope and spirit are kind of being renewed, that, you know, your taste buds are kind of healing for life, you know what I mean? And you're kind of thrust back into life quickly, thus, you know, thrown alive, so...
What was your journey that, you know, you have your music, and when did your music begin for you?
Well, you know, I started playing guitar around the age of 14, and that was probably a year or so after I'd taken my first drug. And, you know, the journey was, you know, satisfying these, you know, needs to feel good, you know, obsessions that, you know, I actually... stopped using illicit drugs for a while and graduated a police academy with honors, you know. But again, you know, that was kind of an obsession that made me feel good. And when that was over, started leaning back toward illicit drug use again. Not to say that I ever stopped taking drugs totally, because I drank, you know, pretty regularly during that period of my life. But at any rate, you know, things got real bad after a divorce, and I was already a pretty regular user of some things, but had some yets, I guess, if you will, about the kinds of things that I would use. And in the midst of trying to convince myself that a divorce and, you know, breakup of my family didn't hurt, made the very bad decision to, you know, start taking a drug that kind of launched me into some pretty severe depths of, suicidal desperation. I'll always call it the gift of desperation, because that's what it was for me. And had I not gotten to that point, I may still be in a mindset where, you know, I'm not working on self-truth. I'm not working on, you know, willingness to face life on its terms. And, somewhere in my first 90 days clean, I during this period of my life prior to getting clean, you know, talk radio is on all the time in my car, because I'm like, you know, music was such a big part of my life, and I knew that I'd kind of killed that off. And music was a reminder, you know, regular radio was a reminder, more or less, of this part of me that used to exist. So I kept talk radio on for the most part in my car. Are you still with me?
Yep, still here.
Oh, okay. All right. sometime during my first 90 days clean, I realized that, you know, the music stations were on more frequently in my car, and that I was actually getting to a point where I was singing along quite a bit. And then, you know, from there, a few, song ideas started to pop into my head. And then, you know, almost as soon as I realized it, there was just this rush of songs, you know, Yesterday in particular, Won't Get High, Over Like a Dope Fiend. All of these were written out of the first, you know, beautiful pink cloud type experiences, you know, but also the realizations of where I'd been, and also kind of an organically generated element of advocacy, you know, of empathy for others out there who might, you know, still be living in an active addiction, to let them know that, you know, hopefully there is a choice. You have a choice. You I know what it's like to be hopeless, to want to die, to think your best days are behind you, and go from that state of mind to making a few good choices, you know, and seeing hope restored. And the difference between no hope and hope restored is the difference between the light switch being off or on, you know, at least for me. So that's, I guess, you know, a pretty windy explanation, but that's where the music really started, you know, coming through. You know, Joe and I have been together for the better part of the last 25 years. Joe, my drummer, who can't be on tonight. But at any rate, most of the music that's on the new album is written, you know, in the last, you know, 18 months.
Hmm. And you've really put a lot of time and effort into it, because, you know, I've gone through and I've listened to a lot of your bass of your music. And you can actually go to Throne Alive on Facebook, and you can click on My Music, and you can hear, and you can actually make some choices on where you want to go. If you want to go to their website, if you want to listen right there on Facebook, you can do that also. And you can also go to MySpace, and also you are part of Reverb Nation too, correct?
Yeah, we have a Reverb Nation account. We also have a In the Rooms presence. We have a Friends in Recovery presence. So, anybody can come to ThroneAlive.com, and there are links to all of those, and we'd love to hear from anybody out there interested in, reaching out and making contact and getting to know me, or, you know, whatever they want to do.
Yeah, and it's definitely worth the stop by, and it's worth getting involved with what, you know, Throne Alive is doing, because you are doing a lot of stuff in the community to, of course, promote, health, of, you know, not being an active addiction, and that's, you know, that's good stuff.
Yeah, a lot of it is starting to gear toward, you know, this concept. You know, they said when I first got into my fellowship, we'll love you until you can learn to love yourself. And, you know, at the time and for many years of my life, I had no idea, you know, what that meant, you know what I mean, and, until I had the benefit of the experience, strength, and hope of the of my predecessors in a clear head and a clear connection with my higher power, and, you know, started to begin to, you know, see the framework of what it means to love myself. And you know, it may sound corny, but to me it's a very real thing that, you know, for me, loving myself is making choices to, you know, behave in a manner that's conducive to my growth, you know, my healthy growth as a person. And I kind of measure what I do by that standard. Not saying I'm perfect at it, you know, not saying I got anything whooped, you know what I mean? I'm still the powerless guy, and will, you know, always try to be mindful of that. But, you know, this concept of loving myself and trying to encourage others to kind of, you know, maybe do that too is kind of the less pointed underlying theme of the music. You know, Live or Die, the song that the segment opened up with, is really kind of that inner voice, hopefully, that might be the part of you that loves you, trying to say, hey, you know, are stuck in a cycle of insanity that's destructive. And to me, you know, it's either destructive or it's healthy growth, and we just hope that this music can get out and help people to, you know, to not to be a program for them or a component of a program, but just to more or less reinforce and advocate, you know, healthy choices and be an alternative that is a bona fide rock and roll, solid rock and roll alternative.
And you definitely, and I mean, there's no doubt that you're definitely carrying that message that way, and you're packaging it that way, and you know, you're not looking, and from everything that I've checked out as far as listening to your songs and listening to your music, the direction you want to carry this, and maybe I'm wrong, but this is what I'm saying, is that you definitely want people to hear this and enjoy the rock aspect of it and the music aspect of it, but at the same time get the message.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the hope, because, you know, one thing I have noticed is that as my network grew in my fellowship is that, you know, I'd be on my way to an event or a meeting with somebody and, you know, be in their car, and their radio is always tuned to the rock station, you know, the local rock station. But the thing was is that, you know, a lot of that music, and believe me, I'm a big fan of a lot of it, but, you know, a lot of it seems to carry a message that would have you, you know, throw caution to the wind, you know, participate in destructive behaviors. And what I really wanted to do was just, you know, bring something that was going to try to be positive, you know, throughout, you know, and the way we deal with people and the way we, you know what I mean, everything from top to bottom, hopefully. And, again, you know, nobody's professing perfection here with that, but you know, surprisingly, it may be surprising to those, you know, listening that are in the recovery community that, you know, most of the people that come to our shows, you know, have no idea that it's a recovery-based, you know, effort. There's no compromise necessary, really, for them. You know what I mean? We just did a show with, if you've ever heard of the band Sabotage, John Oliva, we just did a show Friday night with you know, opening for them, and, you know, their crowd is a pretty hard metal kind of crowd, and everybody really seemed to respond very well to what we were doing, and usually that's the case, and it's almost like, you know, applying that principle of promotion through attraction. You know, we don't want to make it too pointed, I guess, so that it pigeonholes and people turn a deaf ear based on a stereotype. But we do want to make it pointed enough with just maybe a thin veil over it, you know what I mean? And people in a fellowship, if they started to dig into, you know, the lyrics a little bit, are definitely going to hear some familiar language throughout.
And the overall big picture of what Toronto Live has been able to accomplish is, of course, carry a message of hope through their music. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, me and Roger are going to find out where some other events are coming up. We're going to talk more about the 12-Step Music Fest. And, of course, at the 11 o'clock hour, we got Chris D in from the First Steps Overhouse. I finally made it back into town. We'll talk more about that. I heard that they got spanked, but that's okay. We're welcoming them home.
I caught you knocking at my cellar door. I love you, baby, can I have some more? Ooh, the damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard Water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard Water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Welcome back. John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery. It's a Sunday night when we're rocking out. Toronto Live's on with us. Got a pretty good show so far, folks. If you've been listening, you heard Music Cares. You heard Dr. Mike Dow. You heard the Writers in Recovery. It's been a great show. It's been ongoing. And, of course, now we're on with Roger from Toronto Live. Roger, what's some other events that are coming up that you want people to know about?
Well, actually, right now, 12-Step Music Fest is the next thing that we'd be promoting.
Okay.
We'll be going on Friday afternoon down there at 2:45, and then again on Saturday at, I believe, 1:35.
Great.
So we'll be appearing twice, which would be, yeah, we're really excited about that.
Well, you know, something we're looking forward to being with you. What is your website and your information, let people know what you're, where you can be found and where they can find your music.
Okay. Primarily, ThronAlive.com. That's T-H-R-O-W-N, Alive, A-L-I-V-E.com. The music can be heard as it is on the album there, but also there's an opportunity to purchase the album. We can, you know, we offer digital downloads through iTunes, and also, you know, you can order the actual album. And I'd also like to add that 20% of our sales from the album are going toward prepaid treatment services from a medical detox center here in the Tampa, St. Pete area. So $9.99 is the price point, but like I said, $2 of it is going straight over to prepaid detox services for folks. But that's it pretty much. I mean, at ThronAlive.com, we have a Facebook presence also. MySpace, Reverb Nation, all of that is linked, though, from our main website. So anybody wants to get in contact or just hear the music is welcome to do so.
We're very happy that we're going to be a part of the 12-Step Music Fest with Toronto Live. We're looking forward to having you guys on the air in between some of your sets that are going on. We will be broadcasting live on Thursday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and again on Thursday night at 10, Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and again, that's, of course, 10 o'clock Friday night. They're both hour shows, so it's 2 hours each day, and then Saturday's going to be 3 hours. So we're going to have, of course, a total of 7 hours that we're broadcasting live from 12-Step Music Fest and, of course, thrown live. Looking forward to have you on as a guest while we're there at the event so that way we can talk about what's going on.
Yeah, looking forward to meeting you guys and getting my hug on you, getting to know you in person and sharing the whole experience. If folks are wondering what it's all about, trust me, it's just a fantastic event with a lot of great fellowship and great music and just a whole lot of fun. So I would encourage anybody on the fence about it to go ahead and fall over to our side and come on down.
12stepmusicfest.com. That's 12stepmusicfest.com. Check it out. And, of course, we'll have more on that over the next couple of months. Of course, it's less than a couple of months now, about a month and a half, right?
Yeah.
We're coming up on it pretty rapidly.
I believe 45 days and counting.
There you go. 45 days and a wake up.
Yeah.
Listen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being on the show. We look forward to seeing you down at the 12-Step Music Fest. And have a great night. Hang tight, everybody. We got the third hour of Rockers in Recovery happening. And of course, we got Chris D from the First Step Sober House. We're going to be talking about some upcoming events that are happening, some places that are going to be having some music events, and of course, the 12-Step Music Fest. And we also have, of course, Woody Beachman and the Right Turn Addiction Services up in Boston is getting ready to have their event. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this message.
I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the news.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right forum. Spend your advertising dollars correctly. And send your advertising money by advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in 4 South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
It's time once again for the third annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th to the 7th, hosted by comedian Mark Lundholm with Natural Habit, Blackfinger, Thorn Alive, Chuck Negron, Chillbillies, Dave Aaron, Big Bubba Mac, Ben, and Don Wilder, with special guest Artie Cornfield, the father of Woodstock, along with the Coffee House stage. This is an event you won't want to miss. For more information and tickets, go to 12stepmusicfest.com. That's the number 12stepmusicfest.com, or call 305-296-4777. Call now while space is still available.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifeSoundsRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollis.
Crazy Diamonds and John Hollis. This is Rockers in Recovery. We got Chris D in the house. Chris, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
How you doing? Chris is always it's always a pleasure to have Chris in. Chris, the Diamond Dogs, is that correct? Is that the name of the song? Or the name of the Diamond Dogs, of course, that's Bowie. But is that the name of the softball team? The Shockers.
The Shockers.
The Shockers. That's right. I got a baseball cap that says it. The Shockers.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, we got our butts handed to us in the world, man. We won our first game, we got spanked the next two, and went home. Tail between our legs.
And where was this held at?
Winter Haven. Lovely, scenic Winter Haven.
Winter Haven, Florida.
The hub of Central Florida.
I thought that was Lake Butler. I thought it all began in South Florida, and then the hub was Lake Butler.
There you go. Just a little southwest of Orlando.
So, of course, we're in studio, 1470 AM, and we have some great things coming up, right?
So I hear.
It's an amazing, amazing process that's taking place. We have, just go over a couple of them. We got the Super Group 2010 Rock and Roll Concert. And, of course, this is right near your neighborhood, bro.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's right there where you, like, hang out every Sunday on that NFL package.
Oh, boy. We don't want to talk about this weekend, though.
You know, we don't want to talk about what happened on Patriot Place this weekend, do we?
Got lonely over there.
I got a little lonely.
I think all the fans deserve them.
Well, listen, Showcase Live, this is going to be the venue. And Saturday, October the 2nd, from 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., there's going to be the third annual Supergroup Rock and Roll Concert. Of course, we are looking forward to having Lynn Hoffman of A&E Private Sessions host it. We're also looking forward to having legendary guitarist Rick Derringer and, of course, Elliot Easton of The Cars, Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, is the musical director. Richie Supa is going to be there. Our friend Richie and our friend Ricky, they're all going to be up there hanging out. You also have Jeff Casey of Southside Johnny. You also have Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You also are looking at a whole lot of music and fun, and it's all supporting Right Turn Addiction Services in Boston. The tickets are $40. They're available at Brown Ticket. It's brownpapertickets.com, or you can call for VIP tickets at 781-646-3800, and all proceeds will benefit Right Turn Addiction Services. Please donate. You can go to, of course, right-turn.org, and you can you make your donation right there. You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. There's information. If you click on Facebook at Rockers in Recovery, you can go there, and you can also click and donate right from Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. So please, you know, check it out. It's a great event, and we also have the 12-Step Music Fest coming up. But before that, we're going to be at Spooky Empire, and Chris is going to tell us about Spooky Empire because I'm going to be there for maybe one day of it, and I'll probably broadcast live on Thursday, but Chris is going to be broadcasting 2 hours Thursday, 2 hours Friday, and 2 hours Saturday. Tell us about it, Chris.
Well, for all you horror fans out there, this is the ultimate horror weekend, and for those of you out there that think, okay, well, it's a big party weekend, we can't go, well, no, you can go. There will be meetings held, hosted by Spooky Empire, inside a ballroom, specially requested so that we can go out there and we can still have a good time, and we don't have to be, we can prove that we are not a glum lot. I mean, we got Robert Englund, the original Freddy Krueger.
Amazing.
We got Jason, Kane Hodder is going to be there, along with cast from the original, and this will be the last appearance of the mother of Jason, the original killer in Friday the 13th. This will be her last appearance, so if you haven't ever got the chance to meet her or seen her, she's a very funny, great person. Ace Frehley is going to be there.
Really?
Clean and sober Ace Frehley will be there.
Nice.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, we also got Danny Trejo, if you might remember him. He's that big Mexican guy that's always kind of looks like a dangerous guy, but he's really funny.
I was just reading about him.
Yeah. He's, you know, former gang member, turned his life around.
He's in recovery.
In recovery now, you know, turned his life to acting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gets always typecast as these big, scary Mexican characters. But he is funny. The guy loves to just sit back and crack jokes. He's actually on, he does voices for King of the Hill. And he also was the uncle in Spy Kids.
Really?
Yeah. He's the one that came up with the ultimate rubber band invention.
The ultimate rubber band. Tell us about this, Chris. I need to know more.
Well, the rubber band, the ultimate invention. It can do 101 things.
Really?
According to Spy Kids 1, yes.
Absolutely.
It's sort of like duct tape.
Yeah. I love duct tape.
Yeah.
Duct tape works on anything.
If you can't fix it with duct tape, you're not trying hard enough.
Listen, let me tell you a funny story. I was driving from Houston. No, I'm sorry. It was Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was towing a U-Haul, you know, one of those little U-Hauls behind it. And I also had some stuff in the back of the truck, and I had covered it up with a tarp. Well, let me tell you know, when you're 2,000 miles, 2,500 miles, and you're driving, that tarp gets a little beat up.
Yeah.
By the time I pulled into Poughkeepsie, New York, there was like six rolls of duct tape on that dart. Didn't go anywhere. When we pulled it off, it actually looked like its own shed. It was the bomb.
It was more duct tape than tarp at that point.
Oh, it was unbelievable. But we got there. We got there, and everything was absolutely duct tape is the thing to do. So rubber bands and duct tape is our next hour, I think. So we got the Spooky Empire, and the Spooky Empire, of course, Chris, you're going to be there. What are some of the people that you're going to be interviewing? What are some of the folks that you're going to be working with?
Well, we got, like I said, we got Pete Mongelli, who's the owner and operator of Spooky Empire. Thursday, we're going to kind of do our big pregame show because the doors don't open until Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday, we're going to give you all the lowdown on who's going to be there, what events are going on, what bands are going to be playing, where everything's going to be located within the area, where you can get your tickets at. You know, Friday, we got the big zombie walk. That's right, zombie walk. We're going to have professional makeup artists are going to come down. So anybody that doesn't, you know, have makeup or doesn't know how to look like a zombie, they will for free. You know, just give them a little tip, $2-3 here and there, because, I mean, they're donating their time. They will professionally make you up to look like the best zombie so you can be part of the biggest zombie walk, because we're trying to beat out Pittsburgh, which is the home of the zombie movies, being hosted to the original Night of the Living Dead movies, which is also holding a zombie walk that same weekend.
So here's the deal. If you're anything like me when you first came in,
you don't need makeup.
You don't need makeup.
You'll fit right in.
Zombie walk is where I was at, brother.
Yep. I know it all too well.
Now, you might be walking around and you'll see people in costumes and you'll think you're high. No, you're sober and they really shouldn't be wearing that costume. There will be plenty of that.
Well, you know, again, we're not a glum lot and we like to have fun. And you got Sci-Fi Amy. That's going to be there with you. You got Joey Donovan that's going to be with you, correct?
Yeah, we've convinced Joey to come. He was at first a little hesitant, but basically we told him he had no choice.
Well, Joey called me on the phone and he let me know that he was going to be there Thursday or Friday. He was going to be there Saturday only. You know, but he's looking forward to
if
it.
If I have to duct tape him to the car, he's coming.
Yeah, I heard a lack of excitement in his voice when he called me today.
Yes, yes. So we will have him out there one way or the other for more than one day.
Well, and what is the date on that?
That is October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Hotel. It's right off the International Drive. Anybody that's looking for hotels, you don't have to get a hotel right there at the Wyndham. This is International Drive. There are hotels up and down this street.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, myself, I'm staying down the street at the Days Inn for $20 a night.
Nice.
Yeah.
You don't want to stay at the Wyndham?
No, I couldn't afford the $120 a night package.
Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network sponsor should have, you know, helped you stay at the Wyndham, especially, you know, up in the penthouse.
Here's the cool thing with Wyndham. They don't actually, there's not a regular hotel. It's a complete resort.
Nice.
So all the rooms are just as plush as, they're all penthouses. That's why they're $120 a night.
Well, nice stuff. I want to, of course, point out that is shortly after October 2nd. So you got the third annual supergroup, and then you have the Spooky Empire happening the 8th through the 10th, correct?
The 8th through the 10th at the Wyndham Hotel in Orlando.
And then, of course, we have a rolling into November. We have coming up the 12-Step Music Fest. The 12-Step Music Fest is just what it sounds like. It is, of course, a four-day hang out in sobriety and recovery. And of course, you don't have to be in recovery or, you know, in you know, recovery as far as a 12-step organization. You could be a supporter of recovery, or you could just want to come and have some clean, sober fun where there's no alcohol or drugs available. It is the Sober Woodstock of South Florida. It's 12-Step Music Fest. It's 12musicfest.com. Check it out. 4th through the 7th, November, and, of course, we'll be broadcasting live from that event. We're looking forward to being down there. Of course, Chris is coming down with us.
Oh, yeah.
He won't go to Boston because he's afraid they're going to lose while he's in town.
Oh, man.
That low.
I like that.
Low.
Nice.
Which is why I stick to the sci-fi and stay away from the sports. So as long as we stay away from the
sports. I'm not going to take a piece all day tomorrow on this. Man.
It's okay. He's just afraid that if he goes to town and they lose, when he gets back, everybody will say it was because he was in town that they were jinxed. Okay.
And I'm in the tea party, all right.
Another tea party. Duncan, Chris, and Boston. Nice.
So, John, what are you staying down at the music set? That's going to tent now, I guess.
Right? That's the tent, yes. Amazing. Amazing. Actually, you know, we have this beautiful, beautiful condominium that is provided by the First Step Sober House. And we get to...
I'm getting requests. You spilled the beans in
you. And the nice part is that we get to hang out and, you know, of course...
Take real showers. Sleep in real beds.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Clean and sober Woodstock, all 12-step fellowships are welcome. Meetings, music, fellowship, camping, swimming, speakers, and so much more. Rockers in Recovery will be live. It's on the 4th. We're doing 2 hours. We're doing it 2 to 3, 10 to 11. And then on the 5th, 2 to 3, 10 to 11. These are all p.m. in Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, on Saturday the 6th, we're going to be doing 3 hours. And that will be from 3 to 6 p.m. And you can check us out on the WNN 1470 AM streamer. You can go to WWNNradio.com, or you can go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and click on the streamer right there. You can also listen in South Florida on 1470 AM on the AM radio dial. You can listen to all of the insanity, rage, fun, insanity, sober fun at the 12-Step Music Fest. Dawn Wilder is going to be a part of that. She is the one that makes it happen every year. This is the 3rd annual. And we're looking forward to being a part of the event. Coming up in the end of November, we're going to have the 2nd annual Feed the Hungry at the First Step Sober House in Pompano Beach. Not to be mistaken with any other First Step Sober House, because there's only one First Step Sober House,
that's
in Pompano Beach.
That it is.
And we want to find out more about that. That's put on by the Brothers Keeper, correct?
That is correct.
Yep. Can you get a little bit of information on the organization? I know it's brotherskeepers.org, and so they do a lot of different events.
Well, yeah, they do. They're basically were founded by a bunch of guys that came out of prison, and they found freedom through a process of recovery. They started to have their own meetings, you know, to deal with more than just the recovery-related issues, but just to create a support group for people coming out of prison. They found themselves lending themselves to service in the community, got involved with Big Mama and what she was doing, and they formed their own not-for-profit company, and now they're out there, you know, doing what they can to help the public. And the public gets to see that the people that were always, you know, stockpiled somewhere turn their lives around and go out there and make their amends to the community by lending themselves a service.
When you look at the big picture of our communities and the communities nationwide, and you look at, you know, people that are coming out of prison and or they're coming out of treatment centers, you know, and they're walking back into the same environments doing the same things, there is no real change there. And these organizations, these homegrown grassroots organizations that are popping up out there are really there and dedicated to helping the community. But not only that, they're helping people to get and find where they fit in.
Absolutely. I mean, it's tough enough as it is, just getting out there and getting back in the world. And, you know, putting incarceration or anything like that aside, I mean, there are people from all walks of life. They're just having a tough time. And then add being ex-con to that mix, or having a criminal history, or having, you know, being a convicted felon, so on and so forth. It just makes it tenfold that much worse.
Well, and I agree, because the communities nowadays, with everything that's happening financially in communities, I was reading something the other day in regards to the foreclosure rate in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. That's affecting anybody. You know, that's not just affecting, you know, a person that's not earning money. That's affecting everybody. That's affecting people in recovery. It's affecting people that are the average Joe walking down the street, and we all have to deal with those emotions. And for addicts and alcoholics, the way that we usually deal with fear and anxiety is what?
We use.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think this, the whole community coming together in times like this for, you know, the different events, it gives us an opportunity to really share with other people and, you know, kind of like get out of the grind, so to speak, and give us an opportunity to be of maximum service to the people about us.
Yeah, and they also do it's almost like a preventative maintenance thing. Maybe maintenance is the wrong word, but they go to a lot of juvenile help facilities, even the detention center, and they talk to the kids. And, you know, they bring in the hardcore guys that have rehabilitated, and they talk to them, say, hey, you know, this is what I did, this is what happened to me, and you don't have to take that choice or make that choice. And they do a lot of stuff like that, and also with churches.
Elijah, who's been on the show before.
The Scrapper.
Great guy, and we're going to have him back on before the event, so that way he can talk to us about what's happening. Also, coming up, of course, at that event, of course, we'll be broadcasting live from it. It will be Thanksgiving Day, and Chris has let me know that he will actually be there this year.
I love it when you put me up to things, John. You're great.
I love it. He said, you know, like last year, he almost made it, but he was a little bit busy.
Too much of that. What do they call that? In a turkey treat, too, the fiend. I just, you know, that and the Lions playing football put me to sleep.
I used to be a tryptophan. Now I get tryptophan. I'll be back right after this message with Chris D from the First Steps Over Us.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard Water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard Water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard Water plays a key role in our good health. Willard Water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you that thousands of others around the world already know Willard Water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional, and there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money Show, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com and Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
It's time once again for the third annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th to the 7th, hosted by comedian Mark Lundholm with Natural Habit, Blackfinger, Thorn Alive, Chuck Negron, Chillbillies, Dave Aaron, Big Bubba Mac, and Don Wilder with special guest Artie Cornfield, the father of Woodstock, along with the Coffee House stage. This is an event you won't want to miss. For more information and tickets, go to 12stepmusicfest.com. That's the number 12stepmusicfest.com, or call 305-296-4777. Call now while space is still available.
Sunday night, three-hour show. This show's been off the chain if you've been listening since the very beginning. We've had a great show. We've had great guests. And we want to thank all of them for being a part of Rockers in Recovery. We also want to, of course, take this time to ask you to go to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook and join. Also, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and register. Be a part of our blog. And, of course, our RSS feed. If you click on our networks and, of course, our network pages and friends, it's huge, and it's growing every day. And we look forward to having you join our friends at, like, intherooms.com and all of the rest of the folks, my sober scene and all the rest of the folks that are on there. We look forward to having you be a part of those special places that we can go in between meetings. If we need to talk. What do you think, Chris?
Or at least chat. Isn't that what they call it on the computer? Chatting.
Chatting. Yeah. Are you a chatter?
Box? Chatter box? used to be.
That couldn't shut me up.
Yeah.
The only way they shut me up was to give me a lighter.
Then you got lockjaw, right?
Just dang it right. So if you're on the rack tonight because you smoked too much crack, and you're right here in South Florida's finest establishments of Gray Bar Motel. me and Chris have both been there, especially when you're in front of the judge and he's giving you your travel arrangements. It's usually not good, and maybe, you know, you're finishing up a sentence and you need a place to go. Chris has a place available for you. Chris, give the phone number where they can reach you.
954-942-7414.
You can call that number collect, and, of course, if you're calling for a three-way or you're calling for commissary, Chris isn't going to take it. I'm going to give you a number, too. It's 954-946-4313. Feel free to call collect from any institution if you're looking for help. Again, if you're looking for a three-way or commissary, not the phone call we want to hear, But if you are looking for help, we can help you find that help. If Chris can't, we have many other organizations that are willing to help all across the, country. So we look forward to getting that phone call. If you need that help, we can be there to help you and support you. Also, we want to go over a few other things real quick with the First Step Sober House. There is also the Second Chance House now for women. And the Second Chance House is an established program that helps a lot of young women and older women to regain their standing in the community and, most importantly, to start a new lifestyle. That's sober and clean, and some great ladies have been on this show from the Second Chance House, just as the guys from the First Step Sober House. And we bring them in periodically, and we all sit down, and we chat in a round table, and we have some fun with it, and they tell us where they came from and where they want to go and what their dreams and their visions are. And a lot of them are still there, and that's cool stuff, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, we were just sitting here chatting, and it's like, you know, there's a couple of people that have been on two or three times, and they're still hanging out, and you know, Jamie and, you know, some other folks that, you know, have been, you know, guests, and, you know, we're proud of them, very proud of them. So,
yeah.
So wouldn't you, I mean, wouldn't you agree?
No, I agree completely. It's just great to see people stick and stay and mentor the others and be part of, and that's the big part of, you know, the most important thing is be part of. And the next thing you know, you turn around, you've got time under your belt.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
One day at a time, anything can be accomplished. You know, I was talking with somebody today on the phone that had called me, and we were talking about how you get to that point in your life where, you know, it's like, okay, it's pretty obvious here that I have a major problem, and it has nothing to do with anybody else. It isn't a cat. It isn't a dog. It isn't mom. It isn't dad. It isn't a little red wagon that lost the wheel. It isn't any of those things. It's my drinking and my driving that is ripping me apart from everything and everybody. It's isolating me, and it's alienating all of my friends and all of my family. And at that point, you got to make some kind of a choice. You got to make some kind of a decision if you're want to continue in that, or do you want to plug into a solution?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of like the red wagon. I haven't used that one yet, so I'll keep that one in my warehouse of excuses.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but, yeah, there's no doubt about it that sooner or later in anyone's life, that especially those who suffer from the disease of addiction, that when the consequences and the unmanageability just absolutely surpass the ability for you to keep up with them, that there has to be some form of change made, you know. And they talk about in our literature about, you know, we're either down for the count or we're going to grab a set of spiritual tools. And you know, I'm very grateful myself that I got to that place, and it didn't, you know, put me even further out of reach. And that's the sad part, is I see so many people over the years that are just that close to making the turn and step away, and I don't ever hear from them again.
End up dead, or, yeah, you know, worse yet, you know, or just, you know, we're privileged. I think it was about a month ago, we had a gentleman that came in to the studio that had decided that, you know, it was, you know, okay to, you know, try it again. And through that process, he ended up with 15 years mandatory. So, you know, 15 years in Florida State Prison, correct?
Long time. Long time. Yep. And he wrote us a letter.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, for people, just to let people know that listen to that show, you know, there was betting going on that he wasn't going to, because they had given him a furlough before he turned himself in, and there was a lot of people that were saying he ain't going to go. He's gonna dip, and he didn't. He showed up and went.
Yeah, I walked him right in that courtroom and said goodbye to him. It was tough, man. You know, I've seen him over the years. Just choose out constantly after he started to build a little bit of foundation and you know, get some stuff in that vault that we carry around with us. And I'll take it from here. Started to come out. And then, you know, as so many people do, they entertain other things to start to fill up our plate, like relationships and you know, work becoming obsessing on work and or don't want the structure of recovery. And, you know, he would relapse after relapse, or consequence after consequence. And the problem with people like us, especially ones that are so familiar with the criminal justice system, is as the consequences start to build, so don't the punitive measures levied against those consequences.
It's worse and worse, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And to a point where even the judge would say, you need help, sir, but we're past that. We're just past that. You have crossed over the line where no longer the opportunity and of help or rehabilitation is in order. We're going to do society a favor here. We're putting you away, and this is where you belong.
And it's an amazing thing because, even thinking back in my own career, I remember blaming it all on the judge. He just didn't like me, he was in a bad mood. Reality is that nobody put me there but myself.
Absolutely. And, Jason, if you're listening, man, love you, bro. But, he at least he was able to own that. And, nobody wants to walk in those doors knowing that they're not coming out for a while, whether it be a year, 2 years, 5, 10, 15, whatever it is. I mean, they're removing themselves almost voluntarily from society because they are told, you come back in a week now, if not, we're going to hit you with, five times what we're supposed to be giving you. And, still gives you some time to think. And I just can't imagine what it must be like the night before. It must be like being on death row for that execution.
Right.
I wake up tomorrow, my life is going to change for the next 15 years, and let me go ride and check the beach out for the last time.
What's the bottom line on that? Can he get an early release, or is there any possibility?
Minimum mandatory, sir.
Wow.
That's 15, as we say in the system, 15 on the house.
Here's the good news. If there's any good news, notice that he carried a message that, we don't have to go there. We have a choice today. If we're in recovery, stay in recovery, because if we go out of recovery, these are the things that can happen to us. It's one day at a time, and my sponsor said it best to me at the very beginning, and I hold on to the foundation, especially in bad storms. That, it's as simple as mad, glad, or sad, I don't pick up a drink today. Mad, glad, or sad, I don't pick that first one up. Whatever emotions are going on, whatever horror shows are happening, whatever, insanity is raging, just don't pick up the first one.
Well, that's the truth, because you never know what's going to happen. And that's, I hear so many people talk about that just an annoying saying here, and I'm not discrediting them at all, but, I know I have another relapse in me, but I don't think I have another recovery. Well, how profound, I've seen people pick up and kill themselves on the first whatever,
There's a lot of people. There's people, we've known each other a long time, and if we go back and we started counting them up, and then we started counting up the independent people that we don't know, that I don't know that and you don't know that I know, it's huge. Talking thousands of people.
Oh yeah,
that the disease has taken in the last decade.
And I constantly get letters from people that I don't even know who they are when I see them. Like when I look on my database, oh my God, this guy was here 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I should have listened to you. Well, it's not about listening to me. It's not like I have the magic answer here. Okay, it's I didn't invent some kind of idea that you should listen to. I only read the book that someone else gave to me that person read and, so on and so forth down the line. It's just very simple information. And we as creative thinkers, we tend to muddle that up real well,
Creative
thinkers.
Isn't
that great? Yeah, but that's who we are.
Thinking outside the box. It's good for you.
It says see, spot run, and we're coming up with a whole different concept on that,
Spot ran.
Yeah, spot ran. Where?
Spot went and got a gas can and lit the box on fire.
There we go. Yeah, that's the drama that a junkie would put in. Hey, did you hear what Spot did?
nice.
Yeah. Isn't that great? We can start rumors like that. I love that.
Absolutely.
Did you hear about Spot? Someone just told me. It's like, let me start a rumor, but make it sound like someone else said it to me. And then someone's just been absolutely like,
You should do that right from the radio station, wouldn't I? Did you hear about Sound Pillow? By the time it goes through everybody, man, it gets back like next week.
And blogged five times, and, you know.
It'll be like, you know, completely different.
John killed someone last night.
But you guys remember...
on the air.
You guys remember the movie Johnny Dangerously?
What's that?
You guys remember the movie Johnny Dangerously with Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Plays
the
gangster?
Yeah.
The famous scene where he's sitting there in the prison, and he's listening to the grapevine. And the original message was, you know, this guy's going to kill your brother at the Savoy Theater. And by the time it got to him, it's like, Larry and Joe are playing at the Molloy Theater downtown. And he's like, oh, my God, they're going to kill my brother. That's not what I said. Yeah, but I know this grapevine.
I know this grapevine works. Yeah, yeah.
Great.
My mom hit me once.
You shouldn't hang me on a hook, Johnny. My dad hanged me on a hook. Once.
Good stuff.
That was Piscopo.
Was it Piscopo?
Whatever happened to him, man?
He got a weight set in no time.
What's that?
He got a weight set and no acting career, so he ended up bulking up hardcore. Yeah.
Big Joe.
Steroid Joe. I mean, see? Start rumors.
Yeah,
steroid.
Did you hear about Joe Piscopo?
They're junkie.
I didn't say it.
It wasn't me.
Hey, listen, I wanted to let you know, too. I forgot an event that we're going to be at, too, and I kind of forgot to mix this one in. But Rhetoric and Rocket has invited us to the Hollow Moon Music Festival, and it's going to be Saturday, October 23rd at 5 p.m., and October 24th, it's through October 24th until 3 a.m. So if you get a chance and you can be down and listen to this, Homestead.
Oh, yes, Scenic Homestead.
Now, this is the largest independently organized music and art festival in South Florida, showcasing the best this area has to offer, presented on two stage with a DJ stable. And also, it's spread across the acres of lands, and it celebrates Halloween week early by going crazy in the fields with screaming and jumping, screaming and jumping to the hottest music in South Florida.
Far out, dude.
Rockers in Recovery will be there with Rhetoric. And
Homestead.
Rhetoric Nation, their nation that's following them.
They have an entire nation.
They have an entire... Rhetoric has an entire nation.
Kitts has the army and Rhetoric has the nation.
Absolutely. joined together would be evil forces taking over the world. I'll tell you what, my man Rock is a trip, though, isn't he? They were up here. They played live for
us.
They
were great when they were in here. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, last week, actually.
It was last week, yeah.
Sunday night, they were in here playing live. Good stuff.
What was I doing last Sunday night?
You were crying. I'm sorry.
Actually, I was gloating. I mean, we won that week. Oh, and I was crying on the way home to catch a win in the afternoon.
Yeah. You were crying.
I know.
Bag of Oreos, back of the bus.
I got a phone call Sunday night.
Too emotional to make it out there tonight.
Listen, I'm aching, and you know, we lost. Yeah, okay, bro. We'll see you next Sunday. You just hang out. Lick those wounds.
I'm on the bedroom floor, curled up in the
fetal position.
Fetal position with a bag of Oreos crying.
A bag of Oreos stuck in his thumb.
I'm going to go next year, I swear to God.
It's a shocker.
We got shocked.
This is it, right. We'll be back right after this message. Like a runaway train, heading for the end of the line.
You are listening to Rockers in Recovery on 1470 AM and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Network. Join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook or go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned for more Rockers in Recovery right after this message from our sponsor.
Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com and Blog Talk Radio.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
You already know how well Panadol Joint and Muscle works to relieve your chronic pain and stiff joints. Now, Enzyme Labs brings you the same safe, all-natural relief for your pet with Panadol for Pets dog formula. Panadol for Pets is a liver-chewable tablet made from an all-natural herbal formula tested on humans and equine. It's totally safe, easy for your pet to take, and won't interfere with any prescription. Plus, it'll put an effective end to your dog's pain and discomfort. To order Panadol for Pets, or for more information, go online to panitrol.com. That's P-A-N-I-T-R-O-L.com. Or call toll-free 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases.
All right, welcome back. So I want to give a shout out. We had a young lady that had requested that we play some Mike Zito tunes, and we were unable to find any downloadable Mike Zito tunes.
Yeah, that's my bad. I was unable to get it done before the show started today.
Slacker.
Well, we can thank the wonderful Wi-Fi network that kept dropping over here.
No, why? You're blaming.
The blame game.
You're blaming others. The next she'll tell me is you couldn't do it because your, you know, little red wagon lost the wheel.
The dog ate the keyboard.
The dog ate the keyboard.
The dog ate my USB port.
That was horrible. Horrible.
Boy.
Patty. That's who, wait a minute. It wasn't Patty. Hold on, it wasn't.
Name game or the blame game?
No.
D. Peterson.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Well, D, I will have Mike Zito next week for sure.
Okay.
In fact, I will go as far to play Mike Zito on that sci-fi show next week.
There you go. Hear that? You can listen to it Saturday and Sunday. D's one of those people that is always hanging out with us on all the social networks.
Awesome.
We don't want to upset day.
No. I think actually it was one of the best things we did was putting the call out there to ask people what, you know, their...
We've done that a couple of times now. The first time, it was huge, man. We got like 43 or 50.
Yeah, it was downloading for a good period of time there.
Dude, man. So we'll have to do that again this week. We're going to have to throw out a request for, you know, maybe what you want to hear as far as mucus. What do you want to hear as far as music is concerned on Rockers in Recovery? Just having a hard time getting that out.
Mucus Network.
You can tell I've been on for 3 hours. Usually I only do 2 hours, but RT was celebrating, he celebrates 27 years of continuous recovery. And then, of course, we got the Chris Meister. showing up with 13 years next week, right?
That's me. Wednesday, baby.
This Wednesday?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have to get a hold of course, Judge Pollack, because she gave you your coin last year on the air, and we'll have to give her a call and have her give it to you this year, too.
Yeah, well, that'd be an honor.
We haven't had Judge Giselle Pollack on in a while.
Yeah, we should get her up there.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
She can see the new digs.
The new place.
Yeah, the old place you were kind of afraid to sit down in it.
Yeah, well, that's because...
You were kind of afraid to walk in the door at that point.
Down below.
Yeah, the doctor down below.
Dr. Weed.
Dr. Weed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Dr. Weed.
Thomas Weed. And he got busted.
Yeah. Right.
He was a pain... He was one of them famous pain pill doctors.
Write a script.
Yeah.
Dr. Weed, write a script. I'll write it. Just bring in your MRI and you're in luck.
Yeah.
You can be a pharmacist and have some person shake and stand in your script.
If you're going to be that kind of guy.
Weed,
exactly. I think if you're going to be that guy, you got to change your name, man. Because
yeah.
I just walked, the first time I ever walked past the WSBR, the old SBR studios, I did this big double take.
Dr. Weed.
I walked past him like, there's no way that said Dr. Weed.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, it's like, because if that really did say Dr. Weed, there's going to be a ton of potheads that have, you know.
Yeah, then to see him come out in handcuffs.
Yeah, that was great. Right as we're moving.
Got busted.
Right as we were moving away, Dr. Weed gets taken out in handcuffs.
Dumb. No pun intended, folks. It always ends the same. It always ends the same.
It does.
Good. You know, we're happy to be a part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network on 1470 AM. We want to thank all of our sponsors that make it possible. First Step Sober House is one of our sponsors and one of our oldest sponsors and been with us the longest, along with SoundPillow.com. Mr. Scott Armbruster out there in San Antonio, Texas. Go to SoundPillow.com and check out his information.
I love my SoundPillow.
I love my SoundPillow, too.
That thing just knocks me
just
right out.
I don't have one.
I gave him a little one.
I have a little, demo mini
mic. I gave him a travel one.
He tried to pawn that one off on me. I just threw it back at him and grabbed the bigger box and walked out the room.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you're a rocker in recovery, you will love your sound pillow.
Oh.
You can plug in your MP3. You can listen and download any music that you want. You can listen. It's great stuff.
Even the metal I put on there makes you fall asleep.
Well, I got to get a Motello this week.
Yeah.
I demoed on even more.
Scott, if you're listening,
for 17th year.
Please send Chris D a pillow, Scott.
17 years clean, he gets a pillow.
No, it's 13.
Another 4 years to get
another
a pillow.
Another four years.
That's for a pillow anniversary.
Thanks for that Floridian sweater.
I can see my wagon wheel breaking now.
His wagon wheel just came off his little red wagon.
I got a tripod.
Nah. Yeah, we heard.
Oh, yeah.
We're about to go into our next hour.
No, we ain't. Listen, I was, you know, I got to tell you, then, you know, I've learned my lesson on, you know, getting close to that gray line. You know, I just was waiting for phone calls all week the last time I did. They never came. But lots of other people got them. I had one of my sponsors call me and say, John, I got a phone call.
Was it Willard by any chance?
No, it was SoundPillow.
No wonder I didn't get one.
SoundPillow, you know, they got a phone call that day. Yeah, you know, this guy's in recovery. Did you hear what he was talking about?
Didn't we
talk about a real issue?
Yeah, didn't we even say that we were talking about sex addiction or trying to loosely tie it in there?
Yeah, we were loosely tying it in.
That was the fake disguise in which everything else was mentioned under.
Yeah, that held up real well.
Listen, we are not a glum lot.
Did you hear what Spot was talking about last week on Holistic?
See Spot Rug? Spot. I like Spot.
So Spot's a good guy.
What's happening with the end of the show here. We got 3 minutes left, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, listen, folks, it's been another fine evening here at the WNN 1470 AM radio studios and stereo studios. You can tell I'm toast. I don't know how I did a five-hour live broadcast last year. I should have been, like, you know, tripping over my tongue, and I think I was anyway. Good stuff. Well, listen, we want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for being a part of what we do here every week. We want to thank our guests, and, of course, our first guest for tonight was a gentleman that was in charge of the CEO of the chairman of the Writers in Treatment, and Leonard was really, really cool. We had a great time with him. Also, Dr. Mike Dow from the Freaky Eaters on TLC Network, and I'm going to be checking this out because once my wife finds it, she'll be watching all the time. Anyway, she's a
is that like the Cake Boss or something?
No, this is Freaky Eaters, dude.
Freaky Eaters.
You got to check it out. Go to freakyeaters.com.
It's freaky.
Freaky.
Chocolate-covered maggots.
That's fear factor.
Nice. I thought I would hack one up on that one. Now, on the next person we need to thank is, of course, our friends at Music Cares and Director Harold Ellens. And Music Care is a part of course, the Grammys, and we want to thank them for being on tonight. We also want to thank Throne Alive and Roger for being on with us. We want to thank Chris D for being in the house. We want to thank Chris West behind the scene at the WWNN Radio Studios. He is our tech, and we want to thank his hard work and effort every show that he does.
No worries. I just do what I fell to.
Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network is found at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Check us out. You can click on, of course, on the right-hand side, you can click on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network pages and friends. You can listen to several different radio shows through the day, all streaming live right to the website. We'll look forward to having you tune in, check it out, and we'll look forward to having you back tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 p.m., Rockers in Recovery. We'll be looking forward to having you with us. Thanks, have a great night, and we're out.
Thank you for listening to the Holy WWNN, Pompano Beach.
This is Steve Kane with a big announcement from KISS.